Nigeria's president has appealed for calm after the last-minute postponement of today's highly anticipated elections. The head of the Electoral Commission, Mahmoud Yakubu, made the late-night announcement just 5 hours before voting was set to start, explaining a one-week delay. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton is in the capital, Abuja, joins us now. Ophebia, thanks so much for being with us.
Greetings.
And why the delay?
Well, the Electoral Commissioner says it was because of logistical problems. Voting materials have apparently not been delivered to all the remote parts of Nigeria, and there have been a series of fires destroying smart card readers and voting cards. Now, Mahmoud Yakubu says it was simply not feasible to proceed with these key elections today, and that the delay will ensure that the Electoral Commission and Nigeria hold free, fair, and credible elections. But those explanations are not going to wash, because why just 5 hours before the polling stations were meant to open? Surely, many people are saying, this should have been known weeks ago, or at least at the beginning of the week.
What about the reaction from candidates?
First of all, let me tell you that Nigeria's president, who had gone all the way to the north, to Katsina State, where his hometown is, Daura, has appealed to his compatriots to remain peaceful, patriotic, and united after the 11th hour announcement. But as a candidate, because, of course, President Muhammadu Buhari is seeking re-election, his party, the two main parties, Buhari's All Progressives Party and his main challenger, Atiku Abubakar's People's Democratic Party, have criticized the Independent National Electoral Commission, and they're also blaming each other. Buhari's APC says Atiku's PDP has undermined the Electoral Commission. Atiku's camp suggests that this delay is to help Buhari's chances of re-election. But the parties of both frontrunners have appealed for calm and are asking their supporters to be patient. Because, of course, there is always the threat of violence if elections are delayed, yeah, or if there's any sort of trouble with Nigeria's elections.
What kind of reaction have you been able to get from voters in Nigeria?
Absolute fury. Nigerians are angry, they're frustrated, they're disappointed that they can't vote. Some simply can't believe this is happening. And the reaction on social media, Scott, has been brutal. Critical of the election organizers, saying they must have known that they weren't ready. Now, and also let's add, many voters have had to travel to their hometowns and villages all over the country. Nigeria is Africa's most populous nation. 84 million people registered to vote. Some have traveled hundreds of miles from where they work and live, which is, of course, costing them time and money, and now they can't vote. They're not happy. And many are suspicious of the reasons for this postponement.
Mr. Yakubu, the election chief, says the vote will go ahead a week from today, Saturday, February 23rd. Do you see that happening?
He and his commission had better get it organized. Otherwise, the fury Nigerians are feeling today could spill into much worse. So they say the presidential vote. And of course, it wasn't just voting for president, also for governors, also for National Assembly, also for the State Assembly. So we'll have the presidential next Saturday and another vote. But some other votes have been postponed till 9th of March. That's after the original second round vote date of the 2nd of March. So the Electoral Commission has got to get itself sorted out.
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.